Tigers, first spring training broadcast this Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. 1 o'clock, spring begins. The Tigers, for a 53rd consecutive year, Dan Dickerson and Jim Price once again describing Detroit Tigers baseball action for you in the first spring training broadcast. We'll have select broadcasts throughout the spring on weekends, all dependent on the other sports that we have to work around. But once the regular season starts, come April, come March, we'll have all 162 broadcasts for Detroit Tigers baseball for you. Tigers in spring training, so all the fun spring training stories are coming out, such as this one. Although, I guess it's not too fun for Tigers legend Alan Trammell.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
Well, he's in camp. Apparently, he's a special assistant to general manager Al Avila.
Yeah.
And right now, he's hobbling around on a broken leg.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, according to Tigers manager Ron Gardenhire, he's throwing Kirk Gibson under the bus for that mishap. Man, Gibby. Remember, he was responsible for Dave Rosma's... did you remember they blamed because it was Gibson? Didn't Gibson get in the altercation where Rosma came out with the karate kick and screwed up his leg?
Yeah, I think so. Yep, you're right.
And then wasn't it Gibson and again Rosma in that bar? What was that incident where somebody had a bottle?
Know this one.
Wasn't there somebody who had a bottle or something in the back pocket? And anyway, so Ronnie Gardner-Harris says this: it's Gibby's fault. Apparently, Gibson and Trammell were on snowmobiles.
Oh.
Gardenhire says, so you're right? Yeah, well, he says they were riding in Gibby's country. Gibson tells Trammell to lead the snowmobile crew. Trammell doesn't really know where he's going. And he went straight to a stop sign. The stop sign was a stop sign, of course, but at that stop sign, apparently, you were supposed to turn left. Which, again, as Gardenhire says, this is Gibby's country. Trammell is no, so he kept on going straight. Trammell's going to tell you it was his fault. He says it was really a whiteout. Couldn't really see what was going on. And, well, that doesn't say exactly what happened, what kind of accident. True. Doesn't say. Just says that because he went straight, he went somewhere he wasn't supposed to be, and that's where the accident happened. And Gardenhire says it was Gibson's country. Why are you telling Trammell to lead where he doesn't know where he's going? So Gibson is your fault. The injury, though, isn't slowing Trammell down, apparently. This is according to Jeff Seidel, writing for the Free Press. He says, at one point, Trammell hobbled the length of the field to pick up a foul ball. Quite a sight, a Hall of Famer on crutches, going above and beyond, as usual, just to simply pick up a foul ball. That's Alan Trammell. Let's hope the rest of the youngsters are in camp watching what the legend on crutches is doing.
Yeah.
What I want to know is if anyone saw that, why did they went rushing over saying,
I'll get it.
Mr. Trammell?
Yeah. Right.
Mr. Hall of Famer? I'll get that foul ball for you. Anyway, Gardenhire says, it's a good story, great story, good spring training stuff.
I want to know where in Florida they were that there was snow.
Well, obviously this had to happen before they got there.
It happened somewhere else.
Yeah. You know, so anyway, it's Gibson's fault. And here's a positive. Is this Jeff Seidel as well? Talking about watching Miguel Cabrera taking his first batting practice. Says that Cabrera was able to generate power out of his legs, something that he has not been able to do the past couple of seasons. That's one of the things that's been the problem with Cabrera. He's got no leg strength. Everything has been with his, his whatever he can throw behind with his hips and into his
arms. Does that mean he can run faster now?
Well,
been a highlight reel.
not known for speed.
Says he had the ball flying out of the park, flicking a home run over the right field fence with little effort. He also crushed one over the big blue wall in dead center, more than 420 feet. Cabrera looked pleased. Granted, it's early, and in general terms, it's silly to make anything of batting practice, but it's significant because it's clear that his knee has improved. And again, he is about 25 pounds lighter than he has been the past season.
All right.
He will be the DH this year, right?
Sure.
Yep. He's going to take some practice at, of course, the Tigers play National League Parks.
First base, just in case.
Yeah, well, National League Parks, if you want to get Cabrera in there, he's going to have to play first base. And my guess is, even though he's 37, he probably would like to still play the field a little bit.
Sure.
Stay sharp in that way. So we'll see. But there's a couple of good spring training stories to tease you ahead of the Tigers playing this coming Saturday. Is that game at Lakeland, Joker Merchant?
I think it is. I believe it is, right?
Yeah, we have friends around here that are going to it.
Okay. One reason I say that is because you'll probably have Cabrera playing for one at-bat in that game.
Okay.
And then, because if it's a home opener, I'm mm-hmm. guessing that's what will happen.
Involve him, yeah.
And then all the players.
They'll put the regular team in and never to be seen again for the next 3 weeks.
The players with numbers 50 and higher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And remember, in baseball spring training, the higher your number, the less likely it is that you're going to be. It's not always the case, but
no.
The general works that way.
Right.